This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Texas has the lowest special education enrollment numbers in the nation. Parents of some special needs students say they've spent years fighting with Texas schools to get services for their kids, services schools are required to provide under federal law. Last month, the Houston Chronicle reported that for 12 years, Texas intentionally delayed or withheld special education services to save money. Federal authorities now say Texas needs to justify their policies. We caught up with some parents feeling stuck in the middle. Rosalie Espinoza first suspected something was up with her middle daughter in pre-kindergarten. Citlali was not paying attention and sometimes acted out. Through a translator, Espinoza says it got worse in first grade.
Eran más los problemas a nivel de escuela.
Okay, it all started with school issues, lack of interest, teachers' notes coming home with behavior notes.
Espinoza asked school officials to evaluate her daughter, but they didn't. The test is required before a student gets special education services. Last year in second grade, things got worse.
He's not paying attention in class, harassing other children. In some occasions, she would scream jail.
Again, Espinoza pushed for an evaluation for Citlali. The school offered counseling, but not additional special education services. District reports show Citlali remained aggressive toward classmates, but notes she was also extremely smart. Her grades, though, didn't show it. A frustrated Espinoza got an attorney. Kim Rogers, with the nonprofit Disability Rights Texas, says that's what finally got the youngster evaluated.
Because we put it in writing, because I requested it.
Rogers says it shouldn't take a lawyer's note to force the school's hand.
Every school district has an obligation to identify students who are eligible for special education, and they're not to just wait for a parent request for an evaluation. If there's reason to suspect there's a disability, the school district has an obligation to do that evaluation.
Rogers believes the evaluation was delayed to keep Citlali from receiving services. And she says this story's not unique. For a dozen years, the Texas Education Agency has reportedly threatened to crack down on districts if their special education enrollment exceeds 8.5%. The national average, 13%. The cap makes no sense to Mike Moses, who ran the Texas Education Agency from 1995 to 99.
It just doesn't seem to me that we would likely see a decrease in the number of special education children. At one time, we had a state average of probably 11 or 12%.
On top of that, Moses says the number of low birth weight babies, teen pregnancies, kids in poverty, the kids who most often need those services, have only grown since he served. In Lancaster, where Espinoza lives, enrollment's even lower than the 8.5% cap. Attorney Kim Rogers blames the state.
I think that districts are under a lot of pressure to comply with state cap that has been put into place by TEA.
Lancaster officials didn't agree to interviews with KERA, but said in a statement they've not been pressured by the TEA and they do what's best for children. If these allegations of delaying or denying services are true, that means Texas kept special education services from thousands of kids and saved millions in the process. Some parents say the education costs have been transferred onto Texas families and their special needs kids. Like Will Yoder, an excitable 8-year-old on the autism spectrum. Pete and Allison Yoder put him in one public school district, then another. Even with adult supervision, Pete says son Will was a handful. Like one time,
he broke out of the room, opened up a random first grade door, and pulled over a little girl and just stepped all over her face, laughing hysterically.
The girl was okay, but after too many unpredictable outbursts and dissatisfaction with the public school's response, the Yoders put Will in a pricey private school, and he is improving.
We really can't afford this $20,000 a year.
Without help, Yoder says they're slowly burning through their financial and emotional reserves. They say they know many families with special needs kids and no reserves. Allison Yoder says there's a lot more at stake than their own will.
He's aggressive. He has mental disturbances. And if no one ever listens to us, he's going to grow up and he's going to be society's issue.
The TEA says it's reviewing its policy while denying that special education services were withheld from qualified children. Federal officials have given Texas until November 2nd to back those statements. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.